order to really make a name for yourself. And you actually, I met up with a gentleman who was one of my radio idols. I've been doing radio. This is my 20th year doing radio, this type of radio, man. But when I first started, there was a gentleman by the name of Giles Peterson, man. He had a label called Talking Loud, and he had his own radio show on. I think it was Kiss FM at the time.
Yeah.
But he actually heard your music, and he signed you to his record label, Brownswood.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
And that changed your life. We said the same time. Jinx.
It's true, though. It, you know, man, you know, he introduced me to not only Europe, but Japan as well. And, you know, Japan goes hard for jazz, man. They know more about me than I do.
Wow.
It's crazy. But yeah, Giles was the one who introduced me to the music community, and also who opened my mind to embracing all the different styles I have within me as well.
Yeah. And you know, and that's, I'm glad you said that too, because you know, my show, The Soul of Jazz, is a jazz show. You know, the foundation is jazz, but we go in so many different directions. And I remember when I first came on the air back in 94 and doing shows in 95, and the music that was really blowing my head at the time was drum and bass.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember playing drum and bass here, and I'm sure you can imagine the reaction I got here at a jazz radio station playing drum and bass. But I'm listening to your latest record a lot, man, and I love unique things, man, and it's absolutely incredible, man. While You Were Sleeping is the name of the record, coming courtesy of Blue Note. But you're doing different things on this record. Talk about what inspired this record as opposed to your other releases.
Well, the past one, No Beginning, No End, I feel like it's very easy to love. You know, songs like Trouble, Come to My Door. And that's what I wanted. You know, I wanted something that referenced the 60s and 70s and that kind of openness. But there were a lot of musicians, you know, with a lot of sessions. I mean, we recorded in 3 different countries by necessity, 20 different musicians.
Wow.
And, you know, I felt like at the end of it, I learned a lot. And what I really wanted to focus on was one band. I felt like I hadn't really made a definitive band album using the same guys, same studio, same engineer. So what you hear on the album is my touring band right now. And, you know, I go back with the rhythm section, which is Richard Spavin from London on drums, Chris Bowers on keys, who's just phenomenal, as we were talking about, and Solomon Dorsey on bass and vocals. I go back with them a while, and we're super tight. So it's really the expansion of the live show on Wax.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And you know, we got my brother in soul and jazz, Mark Angel, over there. How you doing, Mark?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. And I was listening to what you said about them appreciating the music in Japan. And my question, I guess, was what do you think it is that they appreciate so much about jazz music over there, more so?
That's a great question. You know, I've been trying to figure it out myself. I think to them, I mean, it's crazy when you go to Tokyo, jazz is everywhere. Every restaurant, every mall, you're hearing bebop. So for them, I don't think there's anybody cooler in the world than Miles Davis. Seriously. Yeah. You know, and he's like the idol, he's like the icon for fashion and music. For them, they're just like, wow, you guys did it and did it well, and we honor and respect you for it forever. That's it. So wow. You know, when I go over there with anything, they're just like, oh, this is just the new jazz, you know. Wow, we love it. That's it.
And I guess the catch 22 over here is, you know, it's the exact opposite. You know, you don't really see jazz taking the front like it used to in this country, because jazz, you know, you use Miles Davis. I think he's the greatest example for any musician, no matter what genre, because he changed with so many times and went through so many different movements as a musician. And I think that's what keeps a musician healthy as well, and also the music relevant. So we encourage everyone, if you love the music of Miles Davis and, of course, young folk like Jose James, give us a call right now at 404-880-8807 and make a donation to keep this music alive on your radio dial. Now, Jose, I'm going to get to your record While You Were Sleeping in a little while, but I want to stay with No Beginning, No End, because for a lot of people in America, that was really your first introduction. You
absolutely.
Know, I mean, you know, we had, I loved, you know, The Dreamer and I love Black Magic, but those were kind of, I won't say imported records, but did you have, like, Black Magic?
They were imported.
They were imported. Yeah,
they were
much.
Imported.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but this was like the first kind of foray into America.
Yeah.
What was one of your favorites off of that album?
Of No Beginning?
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, Trouble. You know, Trouble to me was like the joint. You know, as soon as I came up with that, I was so excited because I knew the album was going to go in a different direction.
Right.
You know.
And what was the late night show that you performed that on?
Oh man, we did three. We did Letterman. We did Conan O'Brien, and we did Leno before he bounced.
Oh wow.
And it was, man, you know, fantastic. Yeah. Really, really interesting to step into that world with that kind of music.
Exactly. It was really, I mean, for us, we were just sitting there late night, you know, thanking the jazz guy that this happened, man. So thank you so much, Jose.
I'll tell you what's crazy, man. Leno came backstage and started telling me about doing stand-up with Rashawn Roland Kurt. And he blew my mind. He was like, dude, I love jazz so much. I'm so happy you're here.
Really?
Yeah. He was telling me crazy stories about stand-up with Rashawn, man. I was like, all right, Jay. Like,
you never, I mean, that's a deep cat, too. Yeah. Rashawn Roland Kurt. Yeah. You know, you just don't throw his name out arbitrarily. Yeah,
exactly.
Incredible.
So, you know, surprises abound, man.
Yeah, you never know. Well, you know what, man? We're going to play that joint right now. Trouble coming from the man, Jose James. Give us a call, Atlanta, 404-880-8807, and become a member today. Jazz, 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station. No, that was not Al Green. That was the man, Jose James, giving us that brilliant, brilliant rendition of the Al Green classic, Simply Beautiful, featuring Takuya Kuroda. Music you can only hear in Atlanta on Jazz 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's Jazz Station. So give us a call and make a donation during our end of the fiscal year membership campaign at 404-880-8807. And we are still honored to have the man, Jose James, in the studio. How you doing, sir?
Great, man. I enjoyed that last one.
I was telling you off mic, I was like, the only thing I was missing was that baby. But you did a great rendition of that. Why did you choose that one, man?
Oh man, you know, we always have like reference songs in each project, and we had been doing that with Taku on the trumpet, and you know, we just got it to a point that it felt very genuine. I feel like there's a list of people you don't cover: Al Green, Aretha Franklin, you know, Stevie, Prince, leave it alone.
Yeah.
But something about the way it had developed felt like special to us. Yeah. So we just dropped it, and that's the only one we did in one take, too.
Mm.
And so I was like, all right, this has to go on the album.
Wow. Yeah. And I remember seeing it. I didn't even hear it, but I saw that you did it, and I thought, that's pretty organic.
Yeah.
You know, that was an Al Green song that was kind of laid back. He did the Al thing on it.
Yeah.
But that's always been one of my favorites, especially when that beat drops. You know?
Oh man.
When a beat drops with the rim shot, man, you know, it's history, man.
That's it. And plus Al is on Blue Note now, so.
Okay. Oh, so is he still on Blue Note?
He's still on Blue Note. Yeah.
Wow.
You're still connected.
Yeah. Well, you know, my brother in soul and jazz, Mark Angel, is still with us. How you doing, Mark?
Man, doing great, man. I really want to thank everybody who's been calling us at 404-880-8807 for our membership campaign, because we couldn't do it without you out there.
Right.
And I want to say thank you to Anthony Boykin, who called from Austell.
We appreciate
your support. Also, Anastasia Harris called from Marietta, Georgia. So she's a member of Jazz 91.9 WCLK. Also, Samuel Wilson in Mableton, thank you for supporting Atlanta's Jazz Station WCLK.
Yeah, and Jose, you're gonna bless somebody with a thank you.
Let me jump in here, man. Georgia's representing. We got Bridget Chestnut, Sugar Hill, and Kevin Hargrove in Mableton as well. So thank y'all so much.
Y'all.
Don't try to steal my job now, Jose. Okay, back up off that mic now, man. But you can't give the phone number, though, man. You can't give the phone number.
404-880-8807.
Now, y'all got to call, because Jose just told you to call. Now, Jose, I want to ask you, Jose James, I want to talk to you about your show, because you're in town, of course, for a show tomorrow night over there at Variety Playhouse. I've never seen you live. I actually missed you when you were here for the Atlanta Jazz Festival. I think that was last year. Was that last year or the year before?
It was last year, and it was fantastic, man.
Yeah.
We still talk about it in the band.
Yeah, I heard about it, man. But what can people expect from you tomorrow night?
Well, we are doing that, the Al Green, you know what I'm saying? We do a mix of the old and new. I have my core band, so Richard Spavin on drums, Solomon Dorsey on bass and vocals, Chris Bowers on keys, Talia Billig on vocals, and Brad Allen Williams on guitar.
Got you.
So it's real soulful. We're doing some of the new stuff and songs like Trouble and Come to My Door as well. So it's a great time, man.
Well, I want to ask you also, man, because I have a daughter. She's 14. Mm. She's just picked up guitar. I actually bought her an acoustic for Christmas, and now she's playing Tracy Chapman, man, doing it big, man. But I want to ask you, you know, why is it so important for young people to learn jazz? Because she's she loves pop. You know, she loves a lot of rock and roll. And when she went to this camp, she's in a music camp right now. This other guitarist who was younger than her actually taught her a few jazz chords, and she was blown away. She said, "You know, Mr. Jamal, now I see it. I see that it's really all about those pretty chords bringing new color to what we do." But why is it so important for a young person to really embrace jazz and do something else?
Yeah, I mean, jazz just gives you options. You know, jazz is the combination of so much that's great about American music. You know, talking about blues, talking about gospel, talking about rock and pop, you know, and all the great music from around the world, from India and Europe and, you know, South America, Central America.
Mm-hmm.
It's the combination of all these things that gave us all the music we love in American culture. You know, we wouldn't have Off the Wall by Michael Jackson without Quincy, you know, in the jazz theory. We wouldn't have the Al Green hits that we love so much, we talk about now, Love and Happiness, without Willie Mitchell and, you know, all the great musicians in Memphis who played on it. Matter of fact, we wouldn't even have one Motown hit without jazz musicians, you know, James Jamerson laying down those bass lines. So it's really just about, like you said, getting those colors in your head. You know, Ray Charles famously played one chord for Quincy, and it opened up his whole world and changed him from being a trumpet player to the producer that we know today.
Right.
But he still kept that freedom and that spirit, and that's what makes jazz so important.
Yeah, yeah. Man, you said so much, because I'm working on something that deals with that whole impact of jazz on popular music. And you can even move into the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And you look at bands like The Police and Genesis, and they were all kind of jazz-based bands. And even Madonna, produced by Nile Rodgers, who's a jazz-funk guy.
That's
and,
it.
You know, you just got so many different. And hip-hop, of course, opened up a whole nother world, man. So this music is going to live. And like your record, While You Were Sleeping, it's, you know, when you listen to it, ostensibly it's not what people would call a jazz record. But I feel that spirit. You know, I saw a documentary back in 2010 called The Cry of Jazz, which was done by a man named Edward Bland back in 1959 with a soundtrack done by Sun Ra.
Oh, wow.
A very deep movie. But in this documentary, he's talking about how jazz is dead. It blew me away. He's saying jazz is dead. And this is 1959, which is considered the greatest year in jazz music. But what he's saying also is that jazz is dead, but it will live on through different styles. And there's a piece where it's almost like he's looping a sax player, and he keeps looping it, and he's kind of showing that hip-hop will save this music and bring... It's really deep. I'm like, this man saw this back in 1959, man.
Wow, that is deep.
Yeah, so you got to see it, man. And, of course, we encourage the people in Atlanta to check you out tomorrow night over there at Variety Playhouse. Mark, you got any more questions, man, for Brother Jose?
Oh, man, you know what? I think he's pretty summed it up, man. I think everything I could just do to music and probably really get more of a story, man. But I appreciate you coming.
Man, it's my pleasure. Thank you guys so much.
Nah, man, and we got to have you back, man. Whenever you come to Atlanta, always know home.
He answered one of my questions off the air. I was talking about the song on the album that is has the two Roman numerals, that has the two 10 Roman. I thought it was called 20. I thought it was called 10. It's called XX.
That's it, XX.
I like 20, though.
That's what we thought. We were like, oh, he's going with the Roman thing. Okay. All right, man.
So he answered that question. So I'm just looking forward to really, like, giving the album the car test. You know, you let it put in the car and just go ride. Let it the whole thing play.
That's what it's made for.
Man, you got some folky things on here, man, that remind me of, like, Kenny Rankin from like the mid-70s, and he was like a, you know, folk guy, but he was also jazzy.
Exactly.
Was that one of your influences? I mean, like,
yeah,
folk,
I mean,
and,
you know,
and rock?
It's all, you know, Hendrix loved Coltrane, for example. You know, for me, it's all the same thing, you know, and that's really the point of this album. You know, it's like, no beginning, no end, said, I'm going to try a lot of things. Most of it's going to work. This album is like, I'm bringing all those influences back into one thing.
Right.
It's just great music, man, you know. Yeah. I mean, I love Miles, I love Roberta Flack, you know, I love Stevie, and, you know, I love Nick Drake, you know. So for me, it's all got to have equal time in my brain, you know.
Yeah. You know, you said Nick Drake, man. It kind of hit, man. I was like, River Man. Yeah, man. That's,
yeah.
I get it now. It's in that same vein, man. Well, I really encourage people to check out your latest album, While You Were Sleeping, which is out right now on Blue Note Records. And if they want to find out more information about you, Jose, how can they do so?
JoseJamesMusic.com. And, you know, come see me at the show, y'all. Don't be shy, man. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jose, God bless you and all your future endeavors. And congratulations on the little one,
Thank
man.
Thank you, and to you too, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, you know, our little ones, they may form a band or something, man. Yes.
from your mouth, man. You know?
You never
Let's
know.
Let's go.
You never know. But give us a call, Atlanta. Why don't you give the number one more time, Jose James?
Yes, sir. 404-880-8807.
Come on, y'all. You got to call because Jose said it. 404-880-8807 is the number to make your donation here to Jazz 91.9 WCLK. Again, we have the man, Jose James, in the studio. He's going to be in town. He's in town, but he'll be over there at Variety Playhouse tomorrow night for a wonderful show. I'll be hosting as well, so we'll be bringing you on proper light.
That's
man.
What's up. Can't yes. wait to see y'all, man.
Yes, yes.